Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC second quarter and first half results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, during which, if you wish to ask a question, you need to press star and one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you that this call is being recorded today, Thursday, the 20th of August, 2015. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Ms. Małgorzata Czaplicka. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our Q2 and H1 results conference call. The presentation will be conducted by Thomas Kurtzman, the CEO, and Erez Boniel, the CFO. And then after the call, as previously mentioned, we will be very happy to take any questions you may have. I will pass the floor to Thomas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's conference call. I will start with the with highlights and give a little bit of an overview what progress we made over the last 6 months or the first half of this year. The bottom line is that GTC is fully back on track with very strong fundamentals and ready for the further growth strategy we are executing from now. Some of the highlights and some of the points we could resolve and make good over the first half of the year. Most important point, loan restructuring. On the presentation, we could restructure 5 loans where we had big troubles over the last, let's say, 12 to 15 months, an amount of 90 million euros. So we can report now that there is no loan in breach and no covenants in breach, which is giving us a very strong basis for further growth. We could, in parallel to the loan restructuring, dispose a lot of non-core assets, namely Galeria Busau and Avenue Mall, Osijek in Croatia, Galeria Varna in Bulgaria. We managed to do preliminary agreements for further non-core assets like some land reserve in Constanza in south of Warsaw, residential land in Bratislava, an office building in Bratislava we don't want to keep, and most important, Galeria Arad in Romania, which was always a very difficult project for us, burning a lot of cash. These disposals hopefully will happen in the third quarter 2015, and we hope to be clean of all these non-core assets at the end of this year. There was one big major transaction, an office building in Krakow on a sales price of 42 million. The sales were done, first of all, because we believed that for us the value of the building could not be further increased. And second, there was some free cash we needed before we had security on equity raising to be able to restructure all the loans and to get all the defaulting loans into good order. Very important also for us, development section, Galeria Bolnocna, after a long time waiting for building permit, we can report now that the shopping mall is on full construction. Most of the earthworks already done, and the concrete is already prepared for the base core. And we expect the opening in Q3 2017, and everything so far is going exactly according to the plan. Just last Monday, the construction loan could be secured and underwritten, so the project is full online. Another very important project for us is in Belgrade, the 41 first building, where the construction could be completed. First tenants moved in. We will have a grand opening in October this year. And by then, we hope that the pre-leasing for the second phase will be on a stage that we would be able to announce already in October the start of the second phase. Last but not least, very important step forward was the approval of the capital increase by our shareholders, which allows us to really accelerate the growth. financial highlights for the first half of this year. Margin, rental margin improved to 77% from 75% last year. Underlying profit up to 10 million. We do not report and do not have to report any change in values of the commercial assets in our balance sheet, which is very important because now the portfolio starts to balance itself, and we hope that soon we will see some appreciation in values because of completion of developments and other good rental results. Profit before tax at 7 million euro. Cash generated from operation is euro 24 million, and the interest cover after all the restructuring is up to 2.5 times, and the LTV again down to 50% in a very conservative value. Portfolio overview chart does not show any big changes. There's a little change on the Polish income producing portfolio because of the sale of the office in Krakow, which will be recovered soon by further developments we will start. The overview on office portfolio valuation on page 7 shows that beside of Slovakia, where we had a slight devaluation because of a result of a tender for an office building we are about to sell, everything else is very stable. And on the office sector, we only have a depreciation, which is also due to having final offers received for the Galeria Arad, which has a little bit of an adjustment. But the bottom line is, if you see on the total line, on the very last line below, that the values basically are balanced now and there is no up and down so far. The occupancy is very healthy on the whole sector. We have two projects, which is office in Romania, Citygate, which has some renewals of leases, and this is the reason why we are at 91% only at the moment, which will recover in the next 6 to 10 months to a better number, because there will be a lot of new leases done, and because of some of the tenants need some expansion, we had to let go of some smaller tenants and have some vacancy. On the retail sector, we have some vacancy in Poland in the mall in Częstochowa. Basically the same reason. After 5 years, a lot of tenants had to be relocated and to be renewed. New tenants are coming in. So because of this move of tenants, also some of the areas had to be kept free for a couple of months to give more space to expanding tenants. But this will be resolved at the end of this year. Top property overview is I think it's unchanged to the last quarter. Biggest property is still Galeria Jurajska in Częstochowa, followed by Citygate and Avenue Mall, and Centerpoint 1 and 2 in Hungary. Eras, please go into the details of key financial results.
Thank you. Good afternoon. The key financial results are presented on page 11. Before we go into that, just to mention the financial impact of the main events that were mentioned before. The sale of Galeria Kazimierz office contributed 41 million in terms of gross asset sale, less 27 million loan repayment, so altogether about 14 million gross proceeds, less tax. We ended up with cash of around 10 or 11 million euro. The repayment of Galeria Osiek, we spent 16 million euro. For the repayment of Varna, we spent 5 million euro. At the same time, the asset was sold and 5 million euro were collected. The remaining part, 13 million loan, was moved to the corporate level. Two other loans related to Arad and Piatra, as well as Star Zagora, that's the second loan, were restructured so that the covenants were removed. There's no breach of covenants anymore. At the same time, we accelerated partially the repayment, and the balance was moved, about 50 million was moved to the corporate level. All corporate loans have similar conditions to the bonds. Other transactions that were not reflected in Q2, however, were done in Q3. The finance of Galeria Północna. Second thing is a preliminary sale agreement that was signed for the sale of Arad and Yaroshova at book value. This will have impact on the sale of assets or reduction in investment property on one hand, and continuance of the deleveraging activity on the other hand. Some other small lands were sold and will contribute also to the cash in the next quarter. Talking about cash, it is visible on page 11. The two parameters, first indicators, underline profit before tax, as well as cash flow from operating activities. Both of them, for the first 6 months, exceed the 6 months in the prior year, and also exceed the, on annual basis, if we analyze it, exceeds the performance of the entire 2014. The net debt has been decreased as a result of the sale of assets, primarily Galeria Kazimierz, 27 million euro repayment. The second biggest repayment was Felicity with 23 million. So all together, quite significant deleveraging effect. And we ended up with NAV that includes the minority, meaning after deduction of minority rights, at 444, which is better than the NAV that we had in 2014. I'm moving to page 12, the balance sheet. Over here, the investment property was changed mainly due to the sale of Galeria Kazimierz, but at the same time, there was an offset impact due to the investment in Block 41 in Belgrade, as well as ADA and Galeria Północna, ADA shopping center in Belgrade and Północna in Warsaw. The decrease in inventory is attributed to the sale of Felicity, as well as Rose Garden, Constantia, and Vinogradi land. All of this is part of our strategy to decrease exposure to the residential activity. And in fact, we are at the final stage of selling the apartments in Rose Garden and the units, residential units in Constantia. Decrease in associates is attributed to Galeria Kazimierz that was sold a year ago, but we just completed in Q2 the liquidation of the SPV, and therefore any balance that was there, investment in associate against the liability towards the partner, offset each other, and the impact was zero, but it reduced some volume from the total balance sheet. The increase in equity is attributed firstly to the profit, 6 million profit in the H1, and the gain due to the restructuring of the loans, and as part of that, we got control over loans given to our subsidiaries by minority shareholders. These were handed over to us at a nominal value, 1 euro basically. So it is recognized as increase in equity. The deleveraging effect as a result of repayment of the loans, normal amortization about 20 million per year, Galeria Kazimierz office, OCX 16 million, Varna 5, Felicity 26, and as I mentioned, the loan towards the associate partner. On page 13, we present the debt maturity. In terms of the debt split, there is no significant change. In terms of the interest rate split, a change that is taking place nowadays is towards increasing the proportion of the hedged amount. We are simply moving towards up to, I would say, two-thirds of the portfolio that will be hedged in the coming 3 to 6 months. We think that we can take advantage of the low interest rate environment and hedge it at fairly attractive rates. The debt maturity contains in the blue part of the chart, contains amounts that some of them in year one, for example, up to 30 June 16, will be repaid as a result of sale of assets. Yaroshova building is planned to be sold, as well as the Shashad residential land. That will raise 12 million that will be used to repay the applicable loans. In year two, we talk about two buildings, mostly Globis Poznan and Corius, all together 27 million. These loans are planned to be recycled and refinanced, basically. So it is shown as repayment just due to the, I would say, contractual maturity. However, we think that we can recycle them. And that's on the agenda for the next couple of months, simply to refinance several loans. And therefore, the debt maturity will be much more convenient than it looks now. Similar effect is also on year three. Two other loans, Corona in Krakow, Francuska in Katowice, and GTC House in Belgrade. Two of these loans are already under discussion for refinance. So also due to be refinanced within 3 to 6 months. I move ahead to page 14. The key financial results, in fact, reflects the deleveraging effect, and there is details and breakdown of this effect. Loan to value went down from 54% to 50%, and that's more or less the level that we targeted. With the construction of Północna, this leverage will increase slightly. However, we expect that it will be quickly recovered by the value appreciation that will be recognized once Galeria Północna is more advanced. Interest cover is quite high, improved from 2.1 to 2.5. The average interest rate remain unchanged. The slight difference here is just a matter of rounding. But basically, we talk about 4.25% on average. Moving ahead to the income statement, the top line rental margin has been improved from 74% to 75 or 77 in Q2. That's a trend that began 2-3 quarters ago as a result of cost efficiencies and some increase in occupancy rate. In terms of other costs, they remain unchanged according to budget, according to the plan. They are under control. And basically, we ended up with profit before tax of 7 million for Q2 15. More important numbers are presented on the cash flow. Here, the cash flow shows, the bottom line shows that we started the period with 81 million. We ended up also with 81 million. In between, we generated operating cash, which is better than what we raised before, we generated before, and the cash plus the sale of assets assisted or supported the finance activity, which was primarily around repayment of long-term borrowings. Going forward, we talk about the investment cycle, which is on one hand investing in projects such as Galeria Północna or UBP second phase, and at the same time refinancing and borrowing for construction and investment loan. Obviously, we are looking forward also to the capital raise, which will accelerate the growth of the company in the coming quarters. That's it for the presentation. We'll be happy to take questions.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you need to press star and one on a telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. Star followed by one to ask a question. The first question comes from the line of Jakub Caithaml. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, this is Jakub Caithaml from WOOD & Co. Thanks for the presentation. I have a couple of questions, and if we could go one by one, that'd be great. First, just technical one. What currently is the cost value of the 41 office in Belgrade, please? And also, if you could give us an update on where do we currently stand with leasing there.
The 41 project in Belgrade is exactly according to the plan. And so far, it's on our book at cost, with just, let's say, having the valuation as a check of if there is an impairment necessary, and it is not. So leasing status at the moment is around 70%, but there's a lot of term sheets in the pipeline to be completed in the next couple of weeks. So we expect to have an occupancy which is much higher in the next quarter then. Project is very positive, and the next phase is also promising to be very successful.
All right, thank you. Then, with respect to Galeria Północna, you mentioned that we will see some value appreciation as the construction gets to more advanced stage. In what way are you going to book the value appreciation? I mean, are you going to wait for the full completion, or will you be booking the gains gradually over the time of the construction?
We have to book it along with the construction, but obviously, the level of value appreciation recognition will be judgmental based on the valuer's observation, whereas if the construction is at the beginning, the risk that is attributed to that is rather high. Therefore, it's more of an impairment exercise than profit recognition. And when the construction is more advanced, the risk will be reduced and value will start to be recognized.
I see. Thank you. Then, basically, in the first half of the year, there has been quite a tangible progress on streamlining of the portfolio. My question, with respect to the land bank, what is the plan there? You mentioned that basically you are actively looking to decrease the exposure to residential land bank. So I just want to ask whether all of these plots which you currently hold as a residential land bank are designated for sale, or whether you want to keep some of them. And basically, same question for the commercial land bank. I mean, according to the presentation, there is something like 120 million euro of commercial land bank. And my question is, how big part of this is essential for future development, and how much could be basically disposed?
First of all, we have most of the residential land on the market, and depending on what offers we receive, they are for sale. On the commercial side, I mean, you have to imagine that Północna and Wilanów is a big bunch of the number of what you are talking about. And of course, we have a lot of other land in Bucharest, Budapest, also in Warsaw, in Wroclaw, other cities, where we are working on optimizing our design and building permits to commence construction whenever it's right to have the right demand from the tenant side. So residential land, most of it is for sale. Commercial land, most of it is under development, under pre-development.
Fair enough, thank you. Then at the end of March, we have seen basically an outline of the planned use of proceeds from the basically capital increase, which is coming in next month. And in the presentation there, you outlined several projects which potentially you may purchase should the rights issue be voted through. Now, basically, with the capital increase on its way, my question is, would these projects be still available for purchase, being some 5 months from the March update?
Most of it are exactly the same, and they are still available. We are negotiating now very close to get binding agreements.
Okay, thank you. And my last question is regarding valuations. You mentioned that we may see some appreciation driven by completions of developments and rental growth. I want to ask you, basically, now it seems like the volumes are pretty high across the region, and the transaction evidence seems to be pointing towards some yield compression. So basically, if the trend that we are seeing now, or I think we are seeing now in the first half of 2015, was to continue into the second half of the year, would you say it is reasonable to expect some positive revaluation result in the full year figures based on or driven by yield compression?
Look, we are not in the business of forecasting yield compression or not. We can only say that our Block 41 in Belgrade will be completed and leased up to a very high level to the end of the year, so we will see definitely some appreciation in value because at the moment it's still at cost. For the rest, we cannot forecast what appraisers will do, but if you observe the market, you can make your own estimate on that.
Fair enough. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you very much for the answers.
Thank you. There are no further questions for now, so just a gentle reminder, please press star and one to ask a question. Star followed by one. There seem to be no further questions. Please continue. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. Have a very good rest of the day and talk to you in November. Thank you.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may all disconnect. Have a good rest of the day.